This terminology seemed to increase her fluency by a factor of 10. She scarcely had an accent now. The artist annotating every centimeter of a place, of every physical thing, visible to all on devices such as these. She indicated Alberto's phone, as if its swollen belly of silver tape were gravid with an entire future. Hollis nodded and passed the thing back to Alberto. Fruit salad and toasted bagel arrived.
And you've been curating this kind of art, Odile, in Paris?
Everywhere. Rausch was right, she decided. There was something to write about here, though she was still a long way from knowing what it was.
May I ask you something?
Alberto had gotten through half of his fruit salad already, a methodical eater. He paused, fork in midair, looking at her.
Yes? How did you know the curfew was over?
She looked him in the eye and saw deep otaku focus. Of course, that tended to be the case if anyone recognized her as the singer in an early 90s cult unit. The curfew's fans were virtually the only people who knew the band had existed today, aside from radio programmers, pop historians, critics, and collectors. With the increasingly atemporal nature of music, though, the band had continued to acquire new fans. Those it did acquire, like Alberto, were often formidably serious. She didn't know how old he might have been when the curfew had broken up, but that might as well have been yesterday, as far as his fanboy module was concerned. Still having her own fangirl module quite centrally in place, for a wide variety of performers, she understood, and thus felt a responsibility to provide him with an honest answer, however unsatisfying.
We didn't know, really. It just ended. It stopped happening at some essential level, though I never knew exactly when that happened. It became painfully apparent, so we packed it in.
He looked about as satisfied with that as she'd expected him to be, but it was the truth, as far as she knew, and the best she could do for him. She'd never been able to come up with any clearer reason herself, though it certainly wasn't anything she continued to give much thought.
We'd just released that 4-song CD, and that was it. We knew. It only took a little while to sink in.
Hoping that would be that, she began to spread cream cheese on one half of her bagel.
That was in New York?
Yes.
Was there a particular moment, some particular place, where you'd say the curfew broke up? Where the band made the decision to stop being a band?
I'd have to think about it, she said, knowing that was not really what she should be saying.
I'd like to do a piece, he said. You, Inchmail, Heidi, Jimmy, wherever you were, breaking up.
Odile had started shifting on the tuck and roll, evidently in the dark as to what they were talking about, and not liking it.
Inchmail?
She frowned.
What are we going to see while I'm in town, Odile?
She smiled at Alberto, hoping she signaled interview over.
I need your suggestions. I need to arrange time to interview you, she said to Odile. And you too, Alberto. Right now, though, I'm exhausted. I need sleep.
Odile knit her fingers, as well she could, around the white china bowl. Her nails looked like something with very small teeth had been at them.
This evening, we will pick you up. We can visit a dozen pieces easily.
Scott Fitzgerald's heart attack, suggested Alberto. It's down the street. She looked at the crowded, oversized, frantically ornate letters inked in jailhouse indigo down both his arms and wondered what they spelled.
But he didn't die then, did he?
It's in Virgin, he said, by the world music. After they'd had a look at Alberto's memorial to Helmut Newton, which involved a lot of vaguely deco-styled monochrome nudity in honor of its subject's body of work, she walked back to the Mondrian through that weird, evanescent moment that belongs to every sunny morning in West Hollywood, when some strange perpetual promise of chlorophyll and hidden warming fruit graces the air just before the hydrocarbon blanket settles in. That sense of some peripheral and prelapsarian beauty, of something a little more than 100 years past, but in that moment achingly present,
as though the city were something you could wipe from your glasses and forget. Sunglasses. She'd forgotten to bring any. She looked down at the sidewalk's freckling of blackened gum, at the brown, beige, and fibrous debris of the storm, and felt that luminous instant pass, as it always must.